USA News, I'm Lance Prime. An angry mob broke into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday, disrupting official government business. Seven were arrested after getting on their knees and shouting and demanding more money be put into PEPFAR, that is the HIV AIDS relief program. The money for the global AIDS program ends September 30th, unless reauthorized. Speaker McCarthy was not injured in the incident. The biggest tech monopoly trial since the Department of Justice challenged Microsoft more than 20 years ago is set to begin today. The trial is a chance for the Department of Justice to prove it can bring a successful anti-monopoly case in the modern digital age to Google. The case is expected to last 10 weeks. Presidential candidate Donald Trump wants the federal judge in D.C. presiding over his alleged 2020 election subversion case to recuse herself.
Former President Trump's legal team filed a recusal motion on Monday targeting U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. They raised concerns about her impartiality, citing her prior statements, including a suggestion that Trump should be prosecuted and imprisoned. Chutkan, a former assistant public defender, was nominated to the bench by President Barack Obama. Chutkan has stood out as one of the toughest punishers of January 6th defendants. She has often handed down prison terms in January 6th cases that are harsher than Justice Department prosecutors recommended. I'm John Schaefer.
Disney and Charter have reached a deal ending the blackout of ESPN. The agreement restores channels including ESPN to Charter's nearly 15 million subscribers, and it allows the cable operator to provide the Disney Plus and ESPN Plus streaming services to its Spectrum pay TV customers. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Tuesday underway. We are USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
An American researcher from New York will now be recovering after rescue crews successfully recovered him from deep in a Turkish mountain cave.
Mark Dickey was stuck in a dark cavern in southern Turkey for the better part of a week while cave diving doctors and rescuers from around the world came in to help. Ultimately, doctors decided Dickey would be able to make parts of the climb out himself while being pulled on a stretcher part of the way as well. Dickey was on a cave mapping expedition and suffered severe stomach pain and bleeding and was too ill to continue. It's still unclear what caused his problem. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The new vaccine is seen as a way to fight off the new Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus. The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older, but can also be approved for people 6 months to 11 years old for emergency use. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group of independent experts that advises the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on its vaccination decisions, will meet on Tuesday. After the CDC director signs off on these, the updated vaccines could become available very quickly. I'm John Schaefer.
The Kremlin announced North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for an official state visit. The statement said they'll meet in the next few days. Appreciate you being there, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.